coming up on The Potter's Touch.
So I want to hear clearly, what are you saying at this junction? I don't want to quit this job if you're telling me not to quit this job. I don't want to move to Alaska if it's not your will for me to go to Alaska. I don't want to make a dumb decision. Lord, I need to hear from you. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. One translation just says, every word of God. The other translation says, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Somebody say, proceedeth. I want you to think about that, because that's what we're talking about right now. The proceeding word of God. The proceeding word of God is important for us to understand, because it suggests that God is not through talking. And that's important for you to know. Because a lot of times we are going off of what God has said. Have God not said? We're going by what God has said and not what he is saying right now. Now, I'm going to make this clear to you where you can really get it. You remember in Genesis 22 when God said to Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son, and go to a place I will show thee. And there you shall offer him up as a burnt sacrifice unto me. And Abraham grabbed his son and he grabbed the wood, and they started going up the hill to the mountain. And his son is going up there. He knows something is up. You know, he said, Daddy, I see the knife. Something is wrong with this. I see the wood. But where is the sacrifice? The son is starting to feel like, maybe, you know, am I dinner or something? And he gets up there, and Abraham takes his son, his only son, and lays him out on the altar and ties him down on the altar and puts the wood up under him, fully prepared to offer him up like he would a lamb for a burnt offering. He even pulls the knife and raises the knife up to slay his son. And then God says, Abraham, Abraham. And he speaks right to him. Behold, I've got a ram tied up in the thicket. Now, if Abraham would have continued to walk in what God had said, he would have slain his son. The only reason Isaac is alive is because Abraham was in tune with the preceding word of God. I see so many churches and so many ministries and so many Christians who are walking in an antiquated word of something that God said to you 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and you're obedient to what God has said, but you're not close enough to hear what God... Oh, this is good. And when you don't hear the proceeding word of God, there will be casualties wherever there is deafness. There will be casualties wherever there is deafness. Now, if man shall only be sustained, because that's what live by means, man shall only be sustained by the proceeding word of God. If my survival depends on it, I need to hear. See, a lot of people come to church, you just like a little inspiration. You just want to get a little inspiration from God. Some of us come to church because we need direction. And we are listening at the word of God. We are listening at the sermon being preached. We are listening at the message. We are praying ourselves. We're having devotionals every morning because we know how important it is to get the word of God right, because we must confess we've gotten it wrong sometime and gotten in trouble sometime going in our own way. And I don't want to go in my own way. I want to go in God's way. So I want to hear clearly, what are you saying at this junction? I don't want to quit this job if you're telling me not to quit this job. I don't want to move to Alaska if it's not your will for me to go to Alaska. I don't want to make a dumb decision. Lord, I need to hear from you. Touch your name and say, he still speaks. The question then becomes, not so much does he still speak, but are you still listening? Because if I'm correct, the Bible said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So God says, don't doubt that I'm talking, I'm doubting that you're listening. It's not about me talking. It's, are you listening? Let all the parents say amen.
Amen.
It's not that I didn't warn you. It's not that I didn't tell you that boy was no good. It's not that I didn't tell you to leave that girl alone. It's not that I didn't tell you. But are you listening? And I want to suggest to you, I know that there are some people that rebel and just intentionally do not listen. But there are also other people who really have a good heart, but we get so distracted by the noise and the pestilence and the things going on around us that we lose sight of what we heard. Like Peter walking on the water. When Peter was walking on the water, Peter stepped off the boat into the water. We say he was walking on the water. I say he was walking on the word. Because you can't walk on water, you can walk on word. And sometimes word is water, and sometimes water is word. And when Jesus said, come, Peter didn't step off the boat till Jesus said, come. Because when Jesus said, come, not only did it give him permission, it gave him foundation. When Jesus says, come, I can walk into a shaky situation and still remain stable because I know in whom I have believed, and I can remain stable though the winds and the waves are boisterous all around me. I can keep my head above water and keep on progressing and going forward when others are going down because Jesus said, come. That's how important divine permission is. Divine permission can allow me to prosper when other people are going bankrupt. Divine permission can cause me to get healed while other people are getting worse. Divine permission can cause me to be successful where other people fail. I don't always have to read the newspaper to get my cues because everything around me can be going down. But if God said, come, I can step out on his word. The problem is, the only problem Peter found was when he started listening at the winds and the waves, distractions. It's hard to hear God in noise. And this is the noisiest time we ever had in all our lives. It's just noise, just all kind of noise, almost all kind of noise, all on TV, all on your phone, all in your life, all on your job, all around you. 24/7, you're bombarded with noise. There is a reason the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. I'm gonna say that again. It is a reason the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. There's a reason the Bible said he leadeth me beside the still waters. If God is going to restore your soul, you got to get in a calm place. Not he say, not she say, not they say, not I heard, not this, not that, nor the other. You got to be still. And that's why the devil wants to keep you so busy that you can't find your still place so that you can have a sure word from the Lord. I'm talking to somebody. I don't even know who it is. The enemy can't stop God from talking, but he can stop you from listening. Amen. And you just got to be in a still place. I was traveling. I just got back. I've been on the road. And I got, you know, it's interesting. These car drivers, car services that come and pick you up. It depends on the mood of the driver, what the experience is like. And I had to speak, and I got this driver who act like he was on speed or something. Not because he was driving fast. He just started talking like somebody, just talking about all kinds of stuff, his girlfriend, how they met and where they went to school and how they grew up and all that kind of stuff. And I'm getting ready to preach. And anybody who knows me, that when I'm getting ready to preach, I don't like to hear anybody say anything. I don't like noise. I don't even want to hear gospel music. I don't want to hear other people preach. I want to get so in tune with God that when I walk out there to minister, that I have got a clear and a definite word from God. Sometimes the enemy will put people in your life just to create noise and turbulence. They're just rattling in your life. It doesn't make any sense. They're just chattering in your life to break your focus. Somebody lift your hands and say, I need to hear from God. My children are dependent on me to hear from God. My future depends on the fact that I hear from God. I need to hear from God. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. Now, I want you to understand what you got when you have the Holy Spirit. What you have when you have the Holy Spirit is inside information. He shall not speak of himself. He's not just going to talk. He's not just going to say things. He's going to bring you fresh manna from heaven. He's going to come right out of the boardroom of glory. And he's going to say, that building is yours. He's not saying that to make you dance. He's not saying that to make you shout. He's speaking to you of things to come. I am here right now in this building right now because I walked into this, next door. I walked into the building that existed at that time and asked God one question, is it mine? I didn't ask him, how am I going to pay for it? Where are the people are going to come from? What's going to be done about this or that or the other? How's this going to happen over here? How many days do I have to make transition? What am I going to do with my mother and father? What am I going to do about the... No. One thing isn't mine. And when the Holy Spirit said yes, I walked out there and told the man, sign the papers, I'm doing the deal. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's no need to ask God what his will is if you're going to bombard him with a bunch of questions. I'm going to tell you something that I learned from experience. God is not big on details. He told Abraham, you're going to have a child, but he didn't tell him, you're going to be an old man when you have the child. Your body's going to be dried up. Your wife is going to be dried up. You're going to feel like it's not going to happen, but I'm still going to bring it to pass. God doesn't give you a lot of details. He just tells you what the end is going to be. Talk to me, somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody right now. You need to stop with all of your questions and just say yes. You don't want the vision to be subjugated and destroyed by needless time invested in correcting bad mistakes. A bad mistake can set you back 40 years.
Anytime I'm overwhelmed by my responsibilities, that is the point. You have not built the right structure for the weight load you have.
Listen, the world's next doctors, teachers, and pastors, presidents, rest in the hearts of our children. Through proper education, they can have the necessary tools to reach their destiny. By connecting with GPS, you can help young people around the world receive school supplies, uniforms, and computer training.
Visit gpspartner.org so together we can fulfill God's mandate to be his hand and provide compassion to others.
So why does God, am I helping anybody? Why does God give us the Holy Spirit? And this is why, put it up there now. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit didn't come to our perfectness. The Spirit came to our brokenness. He was drawn to me because I was messed up. He said, they that are not sick don't need a physician. I have came to seek and to save that which is lost. I chose you because you're crazy. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, I'm gonna preach the word till you get it. I chose you so that when I stand up in you, they're gonna know it's me and not you. They're gonna know that I was on your side. They're gonna know you couldn't do this without me. Who am I preaching to in here? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Because not only do we not know his voice, we know not what we should pray for as we ought. I don't trust myself to pray, because sometimes my prayer will take a side road to go. Right in the middle of it. I mean, just right in the middle of the prayer. Right in the middle of preaching, praying about love and forgiveness and everything and kumbaya and everything. And right in the middle of the prayer, I'll say something like, kill him. Just something stupid just jumps out of my mouth. Pray for me. It just happens sometimes. Sometimes I don't know how to pray. Give me the job or take it. Keep mama here or let her go. Move to Chicago or fight for Dallas. We know not what to pray for as we ought. I hear the Holy Spirit in here. But the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. We know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, that's what I want, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. With groanings. Why is Bishop making that noise, mommy? He sounds like somebody having a baby. I mean to. The Spirit itself is groaning and moaning down in you until Christ's nature is birthed in you. He's travailing and warring for you. The Spirit is working on the inside of you, because while other people are talking about what you do, the Spirit has gotten down in there. He knows why you do it, and he's trying to heal you from the inside, not from the outside, so that you won't need people like you need them. You won't need validation like you need it. You won't need commendation like you need it. You don't need 6 lovers. You don't need 7 wives. You don't need 12 white horses to feel good about yourself. The Spirit is down in you. Right now, while the devil is trying to kill you, the Holy Ghost is down in you with groanings and moanings, fighting to heal
the why of you and not the what of you. And when he gets through warring for you, you will know his voice, because you will have heard that groaning in your soul till there is an awareness in your spirit. That's God. That's God for my life. That's not my flesh. That's not my pride. That's not my temper. That's not my lust. That's God. So I'll tell you this. We don't ask you to worship because we want to have an electrifying service. We don't ask you to worship because we want theatrics and spiritual gymnastics and biblical calisthenics. We ask you to worship so that you can contact God spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. We ask you to worship so that you can strip yourself of all of your agendas and all of your opinions and all of your attitudes and come down before him naked in his presence. Naked in his presence. We're not asking you to worship because we're black or because it's cultural or because we're Pentecostal, it's denominational. No, we are asking you to worship because God has to get in your spirit before he can change your life. We need you to get contact in your spirit, and we're asking you to worship because you do more for your flesh than you do for your spirit. You do more for your flesh than you do for your spirit. Everything flesh wants, flesh gets. That's why Jesus went on the fast, as I close. He was trying to deny his flesh so he could awaken his spirit. And God said, the reason your flesh is running you is because you are more focused on your outside than you are on your inside. But when Zion travails, sons and daughters shall be born. I'm lonely, I'm hungry, hold me, touch me. All about your flesh. But when you worship, when you lift your hand and open your mouth and start worshiping, when you open up and surrender your agenda to God and say, if I don't get a position, if I don't get a kingdom, if I never get to preach, if I never record, if I never write the book, when you worship, my God, I wish I had a musician who was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. When you worship, the deepest part of you cries out to the deepest part of God. When you worship, the Holy Ghost gets to the why of you and beyond the what of you. And I want you to lift your hands and I want you to open your mouth. And worship leaders, you don't need a song to worship lead. If you're a worship leader, lead us in worship. We don't want to hear you sing, we want to hear you worship. Worship till something breaks. Open in your heart. Worship until something is healed that's been bleeding in you all of your life. Worship till your grandmama's words don't matter. Worship till what your daddy did doesn't hurt. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Because God wants to say something to you. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I'm here because I need the Lord. It's not that the Lord needs me. I didn't come to pay a bill or make a visit or do a checkup. I'm here because I need the Lord. I need to hear his voice. I need him to speak in me and walk in me and talk in me. And help me with my temper, and help me with my pride, and help me with my mouth, and help me with my anger. And help me because I can be insensitive. And help me because I'm anointed, but I'm rude. I'm gifted, but I got a nasty mouth. And I got it because my mama had a nasty mouth. And I really don't know how to be nice, but God, get down. I dare you to open up before him. It doesn't matter whether the bishop preaches or whether the choir sings or whether the worship singers sing. It matters that I hear you speaking to me. Talk to me, Jesus. I surrender my will and my agenda and my brokenness and my barrenness and my frustration and my attitude. Here it is. Is about to get out of order to get you what you need when you need it, because it didn't look like you were going to get it, but you are chosen.
When God chooses to bless you, nothing can stop him. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Out of Order, Bishop T.D. Jakes' inspiring reminder that the chosen will be blessed and you are chosen. Plus, show off how thankful you are for God's blessing with this striking blessed sticker. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll receive 100 bold prayers, a brand new guided prayer journal, including a compilation of prayers and promises to speak over key areas of your life. You'll also receive the God Will Supply My Needs prayer box with included cards, in addition to Out of Order and the Blessed sticker.
If he has to go through yokes, if he has to reach over people, when God gets ready to bless you, he'll cross over them to get you the blessing.
Call or go online to get Out of Order today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Potter's Dungeon.